invite the kids to come up. We have one more children's sermon up my sleeve. I'll let you determine what a kid is. If you're 15, you feel like a kid, come on up. It's okay. Come on up here and sit for a few minutes. If your parents have to come up with you, or just kind of sit right here. Thank you. Thank you. You guys have been so good. So good. This is, doesn't matter what I say. There's so much cuteness here that it doesn't really matter what I say. Well, hey, thanks for doing this. And we're talking about Jonah. And we remember about Jonah. Jonah was in a storm. And what happened to him? What happened to him? Anybody remember? Go ahead, here. A whale ate him. That is right. A whale pulled him up. Last week we saw what it's like, the high time to be in the belly of the whale. You remember what it was like to be in the belly of the whale? Ate him?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, right. It was dark, it was wet, and it was smelly. It was smelly. And Jonah was hiding because God told him to go to Nineveh with a message. You know what that message was? Anybody know what he was supposed to go tell them? Michaela?
Tell
them
about Jesus.
He was supposed to tell them about God and to change their way of living. Let me ask you a question. When you get up in the morning, who determines what you're going to wear? Who picks out your clothes?
Hey, who picks out your clothes in the morning?
Me.
You. Okay. What about you guys? Who picks out your clothes? Mom?
Does your mom?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Michaela, when you go to school, who decides what you're going to wear?
You do. Here?
Me.
You. Okay, that's good. Well, do you know that in Bible times, what you wore was very, very important because what you wore on the outside said something about what was going on the inside, in your heart, in your mind. And in other words, if you were sad and somebody had died, you would wear black. If you were a king or very important, you would wear purple or you would wear very, very rich clothes. Okay? And when people were smart about what they had done, when they knew that they were not doing what God wanted them to do, and they felt sorry, and they wanted to change their thinking about God and their actions, they put on something called sackcloth. Sackcloth. That's what they would wear. Now, I don't have sackcloth today, because sackcloth was goat's hair. It was goat's hair, and it was itchy and I'm sure stinky. But I do have burlap, right, which is not that great. And so let's try the burlap one, shall we? Let's just see how that works. Now tell me, let's just imagine that you get up in the morning and this is what you're putting on, okay? Now let's get that a little bit. Here, let's do it in half. I want you to get a real feel of that. What's that feel like? Huh? Would you wear that all day? No dress, nothing nice. Just this, burlap. What's it feel like? Does it feel good?
Yeah.
What's it feel like?
No.
Okay. Imagine if it was a goat's hair and you could still smell the goat. All right, now you guys are a little older, maybe even heading into junior high or high school. How would it be if you showed up tomorrow with this on? Huh? What do you think would happen? No. Okay. But that's what they did. They put on sackcloth to show that, you know what, God? I'm really sorry. I'm really going to change my life. Now, nowadays, our clothes don't mean as much as what goes on in the inside, but on the inside, we still need to be thinking about, are we pleasing Jesus? Are we living according to His Word? Do I need to change my actions? Okay, thank you.